The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, depending on where you are on the planet. You're listening to America's Web Radio, a bite of reality with Mark the Shark, coming live to you this week from New York. It's an amazing week again. Time seems to be crunched. Soon November will be upon us. The country will be in turmoil. Oh, wait, that's already happened. And the border will be sealed. Yay. Amazing. Isn't that great? Something to look forward to, finally. Inflation coming down, gas prices coming down. Well, you have a choice in November. You know, there's an interesting concept. Something called voter suppression. We're going to talk about that today, give you a little heads up on that. And we're going to talk about what the open border actually means to New York. You know, there was something in this country that we talked about, that old dusty, pesky constitution. Seems to get in the way of the fascist democratic machine most of the time that they're operating. And I find that to be a good thing. I don't know how you feel, but I feel that's a good thing. And, you know, we have a bunch of amendments to the Constitution originally because if they would have done it in the Constitution, surprisingly enough, the states that they needed to ratify it would not have signed on board. So after they discussed it, they talked about it. And they looked at what was in the best interest of we the people. You know that America, the America we used to live in, the United States of America? Yeah, we had something like that. The United States of America, what a concept. 13 original colonies. Now, I start the show with that because I think it's important to get into something called the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment is an interesting concept. The Eighth Amendment is the Eighth Amendment because it's important. You know, First Amendment, free speech, which of course no one likes, and that's a good thing, because if you don't like it, that's what works, because every party is unhappy about it a little bit, but they understand the nature of what it is. So when I hear certain people in this Congress and certain people in the Senate talking about limiting free speech, and what they determine to be free speech, my ears perk up like a puppy dog. And I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about which direction this country is going into. And I heard things yesterday, and I read some articles last week, regarding a secret trip that some of our elected officials took to Cuba. Well, I'm a little surprised that it wasn't that secret. But they went. Now, why did they go to Cuba? Well, they want to see what a Cuban-style government does to its people. They want to find out how successful the Cuban people are under the Cuban government style. And guess what? I hope they found what they were looking for, because the bottom line is, it's not America. It will never be America. And the only time that America is America is when the people within it are free. Now I'm starting to sound like Kamala Harris. America free is free is free. Is free, is freedom. And that's why we have freedom, because it's free. So let me get off the Kamala Harris routine and get back to what I was doing on the show. So this week, I was looking at that pesky Eighth Amendment, and there was something that I found that was rather interesting to me. The Eighth Amendment, basically, it's a very simple amendment. It says, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Well, that's a federal question, isn't it? And we look at that and we say, well, you know what? And you know people are going to jump up and down again because I started the program with that famous guy's name, the former president, Trump. Now, why do I bring that up? Because as I go through the program, I'm going to point out where our justice system is failing, where it has gone off the rails, and where justice, what really means justice, has fallen apart. And a revelation at the end of the program, you should stay by, and listen. At the end of the program, I'm going to give you a revelation that I literally came to serendipitously this week while I was scrolling through some pictures back from 2011 in my phone, trying to get rid of all of those pictures that I coagulated. So what do we do under the Eighth Amendment? The Eighth Amendment was a protection. Why was it needed? The Eighth Amendment was a protection where we didn't want our government. Remember, we had a king before this, right? We didn't want the government who was going to be elected by the people taking revenge upon the people. And what's revenge? Revenge, well, according to Donald Trump, revenge is success. Okay? But that's not the ultimate revenge. Revenge is giving somebody back what they want. In other words, taking away their liberty, their life, or torture them. Remember, the 1600s, that was a kind of bad, you know, bad time. Okay? What we did is we put the protections in to protect people against the excessive fines and the punishment imposed by a government out of control. Now, under this statute, you require a conviction for certain things. Okay? You just can't say that you think somebody is guilty of something. So what's an excessive fine then? Well, in the Trump case, for those of you who've been living under a rock, in New York, that deep blue state, or deep crazy state as I like to say lately, we have become a political machine. We have become the Democratic machine, the right arm, the bicep of the Democratic National Committee. And why is that? Well, because there is a judge in our system, an attorney general in our system in New York, that went after Donald Trump, before actually the attorney general was elected, and went after her. Went after him, I should say. I don't know, transgenderism, you never know, he might have changed. He'll get treated differently if he does. So quite frankly, with the judicial bar is not holding attorneys accountable for their conduct. Conduct unbecoming an attorney, in fact. Where if me or you, if you were an attorney, would commit it, you would be hauled before the bar and say, what are you doing? Now, I'll tell you who another problem is going to be with, the Fannie Willis problem and the Wade problem in their Georgia case. But let's stick to what we were talking about for right now. So they went after him. They had no victim, no complaining witness, but you did have an attorney general who campaigned on going after him and finding a crime. That's a Putin scenario. For those who like the Russia hoax, find me the person and I'll find you the crime. So what did we learn in New York? As I sit here in New York, the Bar Association has revealed its bias. They've revealed the lack of integrity, and they've clearly revealed the fact that it is ineffective at abiding by the terms and conditions that justice requires. So they threw out justice, and they went after the man. And I have no doubt that this case will be overturned by the Court of Appeals, which tend to be more rational than a Democratic hack judge from Manhattan, elected official, and that's your first problem. So he ran, he got elected, and he definitely prosecuted and persecuted Donald Trump. And that's a persecution, not a prosecution. I do stand corrected. So let's go now to what's next in this scenario. So they're going after him. So now you have blatant voter interference in democracy actually under attack, not stated to be under attack, but actually under attack for real. And how do I mean that? Let me just put this out to you. Maine, Colorado, and now the latest disgusting demonstration of what an activist Democratic judge does, from a traffic court adjudicator to now an amazingly, a constitutional scholar. Are you kidding me? In Illinois, a Democratic political activist judge did overturn, again, I'll use this term, bipartisan, because some people think they know what that means, a bipartisan election committee that said he can stay on. The decision was to keep Donald Trump on and let people vote for who they want. And they literally, this judge literally kicked her or him off the ballot. Okay? Literally kicked him off the ballot. I cannot even understand this. So Wednesday night, the circuit court traffic judge, Tracy Porter of Illinois, removes him. Why? Again, here we go. He has never, Donald Trump, your former president and hopefully your next president, has never been convicted of any crime, has never been convicted of an insurrection, and has never been charged with an insurrection by anybody. By anybody. However, you have, up in Maine, a Secretary of State deciding that he's off the ballot. You have in Colorado a court out of control, a Democratic court, finding he's got to come off the ballot. And now you have this disgusting example of what the legal system has turned into, this particular judge. Okay? This is where this country is going right now. You want to talk about a democracy attack? A absolute Democrat? You want to talk voter suppression? They use the word suppressed in their decision, in her decision, in that despicable decision by this judge, the traffic court. Now, constitutional scholar, she says the vote should be suppressed if they come in. Well, gee, let me see. Note to self, when you are trying to avoid the term voter suppression, don't use it in your decision, you moronic imbecile. I mean, I cannot believe that this is going on. They are going to change the rules in this country. They are going to make it where you can attack your current opponent. That's what we call a banana republic. In fact, we don't even rise to the level of a banana republic. This is a pathetic attempt of a political activist judge to change the course of history. This is exactly why judges in this country need to be smarter, need to be more loyal to the oath, and need to be completely objective. And be, most of all, be absolutely loyal to the pursuit of the rule of law. Which is what the law was intended to be? You cannot have imbeciles running the legal system. This country is at a breaking point. Okay? You have people going on the news, like this unhinged, angry bimbo, Rachel Maddow. She can push the stuff out of her mouth that comes out of her butt. In fact, what comes out of her butt, after listening to her for a few minutes, may be more intelligent than what's coming out of her mouth. But we are now going to find Biden removed on all red states because of his treasonous behavior and giving aid and comfort to the enemy? Well, shall it be for the bribery charges? Or maybe actually killing Americans by his poor decisions and his broken border policy, from his Afghanistan surrender to the military deaths in the Middle East because of his inept foreign policy, to the killing of Americans here in America by illegal invaders that he let in and then transported all over the country on our taxpayer dime? Is that what we have devolved into in this country as we further go down the toilet? I say yes, that's where we're at. And here's the problem. Republicans and conservatives are too stupid, too dumb to figure out that you cannot fight fire with paper towels, because the only thing you're going to do is go up in smoke. Republicans got to start, and conservatives in this country better start being as insane in their pursuit of the inevitable goal of control of the White House as the Democrats have been. Just imagine for a second what the outcry would be in the mainstream media if the red states started kicking Joe Biden off. Now, neither the former president, Donald Trump, or Biden or his handlers have ever been convicted of anything. Right? So, but now they have determined he's an insurrectionist for Trump. And now Biden, I suggest, they find that he has taken bribes. Clearly, he's taken bribes. How do you become multimillionaires and your entire family receive tons of millions of dollars from foreign countries paid to the grandchildren, to the other members of the family? I said, and here's the problem. What's the product? Now they turn around and say, Donald Trump has taken millions from foreign countries. They should investigate that. Stupid imbeciles in our Congress and Senate, shut your faces and listen. Turn your ears on and engage your brains before your mouth or a gear. Let me just tell you something. You do not have a product for Joe Biden. He has sold nothing but influence. He has been bribed into decision making. Donald Trump, on the other hand, actually has real estate that he leases out. He has golf courses. He has hotels. He has buildings. That's a product, people. That's called business. Now, those of you who are in the ideologue camp of Joe Biden wouldn't probably understand that. And here's the problem. If the Republicans don't start being as insane in the pursuit of the inevitable goal as Democrats are, the Republicans will be eradicated and they will never hold any office whatsoever in this country again. Because they haven't mastered ballot harvesting. The Democrats are experts at that. Absolute experts at that. And it's amazing to me that they haven't figured out that they need to get on that stick. They need to start pushing. But they're too stupid, the Republicans. The conservatives are busy taking the high road. Good luck with that. Because you know what? When the Democrats take over, they're going to erase you and the road. And that's the real story. That's the pursuit. So early, this is the other problem. Early voting has already started in the primaries in Illinois. This is just another sign that the USA and its democracy is under attack. This is the for real under attack. Democracy's on the ballot? Well, apparently not. They want to take Donald Trump off of it. For what reason? Because they're scared, you know what, of him going against Biden. Because Biden is the empty-headed puppet. He is the shell. He is the widget in the White House. They'll tell him he was at the, well, I'll talk about the border in a little bit. But the fact that the Supreme Court has already taken up the case on whether or not he can be removed from the ballot out of Colorado and Maine shows you the only reason that this imbecile judge did this is for political credits. Now she's got some credit with the polit. She's got street cred now, right? Because she's brought his name in again, throwing him off the ballot. And what are they trying to do? This is the same thing I said. This is the same thing as the January 6th lynch mob, which is apparently now has lost 2 terabytes of data, by the way. The video, we lost the videos of the depositions because, we didn't have to keep that. The Chairman Benny, please, people, would you wake up? Wake up, America, it's time. Because if you don't wake up, your country's done. Stick a fork in it. It's done. And I keep telling you that. And hopefully somebody's listening, realizes what I'm saying, and then tells 2 friends and so on and so on. Just like that hair commercial. But so the early voting has started and the Supreme Court has already taken this case. But this Illinois constitutional traffic scholar thought that she should step in it and get rid of Trump off the ballot. Isn't that phenomenal? This is what your justice system is. And you want to know where it is? There is no justice. And stop saying it's two-tiered. It's not. It's gone. If you do not impose justice across the board equally, remember, you ever see the Liberty, Lady Liberty, right? Okay? The sign of justice, Lady Justice. She's blind, but she's not stupid. Okay? So take the blindfold off and look at everybody now and look at what their situations are. You know, I only wish in this country that we pursued the criminals in this country and the illegal invaders like they're pursuing Donald Trump. So, you know, what I really find amazing, you know, the reality is that President Trump has just never been charged with anything. Never. Because of the fact he's never engaged in it. You know, and this is the same crew, by the way, that pushed the Russia hoax for 4 years. No one has ever been held accountable for that huge, giant lie on steroids and turned upside down. It's a fallacy, folks. It's a manufactured conspiracy by Democrats, the people that hate this country. That's why they went to Cuba. They want to see what we can turn America into. Because once they have the power, it is not about America. It's about them staying in power. So this Illinois judge, this imbecile decision based on some delusion in her brain, okay, another lobotomized Democrat. Where would we ever see this happen under a Republican rule? Where? Just tell me where. Because I want to know democracy's under attack. That imbecile bimbo Rachel Maddow. Yeah, it's under attack. You know, why? They don't have an answer for that. Why? Because it's Donald Trump. Because it's Donald Trump. If he gets into office, he'll never leave. Okay. He was in office. Geniuses. So shut up, because you're misleading the people, the 6 people that watch your show, the 7 people that watch CNN. Okay, sound the alarm now, because it's Donald Trump coming again. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the economy booming. I will take businesses opening up. I will take jobs coming back to the United States. I will set the American people first at the table. I will set our veterans first. I will set our homeless first before we spend billions and billions of dollars on foreigners who don't belong in this country to begin with. Okay? And by the way, there's a helicopter circling around my studio. I don't know if that's a good sign or not. There could be something interesting coming up. So if you hear it live on the radio, just remember, the helicopter's coming. So, it really is coming. So I better get it all in now. So she makes this decision, and here we go. I think we really need to get Joe Biden off of every red state ballot. Every red state ballot. Just get him off, okay? Because of his bribery. He's not been convicted, but that apparently doesn't matter anymore under the new Democratic national rules. So does the Republican Party not understand? Are they this stupid? Are they this spineless that they don't push back with the same stupidity that the Democrats do? Until the Democrats, until the Republicans actually recognize their stupidity, it's as if we're standing there looking at it and going, well, what can we do? I'll tell you what you can do. Do the same thing they're doing, except doing it twice as hard. This is election interference. This is voter suppression in its most purest form, removing the candidate from the ballot without anything, without any good cause, without any cause whatsoever, by the way, because you don't like him, because you're afraid he might beat your dumbass candidate. Well, that's not a reason. Every American, including Democrats and Republicans and every other party, including the independents, should really, really be worried. We should be upset as Americans, and we need to start pushing back. You know, we need to have a write-in candidate in Illinois, Donald Trump. If they're not putting him on the ballot, then write him in. Because there is nothing in that constitution in Illinois that says that you cannot write in a candidate. So here we go again. Now I'm going to get into the part of this program that I've been dreading all week. More dead Americans killed by the hand of Joe Biden. Are we done yet? Are we done yet, America? Let's ask Lake and Riley. Oh, wait, we can't. We can't because of Joe Biden, the city of Athens, the city of New York. This Venezuelan criminal has no business being in this country. Where's the DA charging him for this heinous crime? Another 26-year-old Venezuelan criminal dirtbag led into this country to break all laws and kill our citizens. Are we not outraged? Why is the president, he's the sole and exclusive control of immigration, why hasn't he shut it down? The policy in this country, it must be stop the invasion now. Look what they did in Texas. They put up razor wire. They put up borders. They put up shipping containers as a wall. And they've cut it down from a couple of thousand a day to 46 a day. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Oh, wait a second. Walls do work. Joe Biden doesn't think so. Well, the facts speak differently, not unlike what most of what Joe Biden says. It's fictitious bull. Okay? So another 26-year-old Venezuelan dirtbag led into the country breaks all laws. This is outrageous. Yet we seem to be okay with it. We want to turn around and say, oh, wait a second. The Deborah Gonzalez DA, clearly a flaming liberal who got political right away, instead of acting like a prosecutor, this is what we got to immediately stop this. These George Soros people, we have to immediately stop this. Okay? Lakin Riley was brutally murdered, beaten, her skull crushed in. Okay? So why? Why was this guy in this country? Well, we're going to go over a little bit of the time frame, and I'll tell you. The cry from Joe Biden that he needs more power is absurd. The first couple of days in office, he destroyed the border. And he knows he destroyed the border. Maybe he doesn't remember, but his handlers certainly should be cognizant of some reality. Somebody's got to be cognizant of reality in that administration. I hope, but I'm not seeing it. So the cry from him that he needs more power is absurd. It's a bold-faced lie. Let's face it. Straight out. He has the power. He canceled in the first 90 days of administration, he canceled all of the Trump policies that were working. He had a border. So this bobblehead and the Mayorkas bobblehead, they need to be fired immediately. And the Senate needs to take up his impeachment, but they never will. Because why? because the Democrats are the uni party. They're the amoeba of parties. They think uni, one. There is no separation. Unlike the stupid Republicans, they can't even remember or agree on what day it is. So I'm tired of them saying illegal invaders commit less crime than Americans, okay? And why is that? Because there should be no crime from someone who you gave the privilege of coming to this country. No crime. One criminal should be enough to turn off the border. Shut it down. And Biden says, give me the money. I need the money. Well, no. What you want to do with that money, and let's stop lying about it, because we all know what you're going to do, is you're going to hire, yes, more Border Patrol agents so you can get the people off the border quicker and disperse them throughout the United States in violation of every federal law of immigration that's in effect right now. But you know what? You would think that it would be illegal to not obey federal law, every law. This is an idiot's argument. This is absolutely insane. Another bogus claim. We need more money. I'm tired of hearing it. It's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. I was going to say something else. But if you commit a crime in this country while you're here illegally, you should be removed immediately. And this crap about not cooperating with ICE is absolutely beyond pale. This is the brain-dead system that we now live in. Any violent crime that's committed by illegal invaders should be immediately deported. Gone. Gone. Goodbye. And wait a second. Hold on a second. Why do you need more money? Why do you need more people? Why do you need more Border Patrol? Joe Biden, Vice President Harris, Secretary Mayorkas, all said to the American people on multiple times, that the border was secure. So how the freak did these murderers and criminals get into this country if the border is secure? Okay? They lied to you. That's how. So let me give you the murder timeline of Lake and Riley in Athens, Georgia. So New York let the criminal go 5 months ago after being arrested for child endangerment. Oh, just a simple crime of child endangerment, right? So now he gets down to Athens, Georgia. Now a nursing student is dead as a direct result of New York failing to prosecute him, failing to cooperate with ICE. And she's dead now. And who's going to be held accountable? Who? And the resolution of Athens, look at it. Look at it. They declared sanctuary for the killers. Not we the people. The only thing broken in this country is our representative government. They don't need a vigil on behalf of Lake and Riley. What they need is a vigil at the White House. Okay, I think it's time to get BLM on the system, quite frankly, because they got things done. They got what they wanted. And billions of dollars donated by these imbecile companies to their cause. Well, here's a cause for you. Save America. Save American people. Here's the cause. This is what I would say. So they had a vigil in Atlanta on Monday, but I think they need to have a vigil again at the White House. Because our president's brain has died. Our president's administration has died. It's been the stupid administration in history. You know, Flopsy Mopsy the other day from the podium said this is a historic presidency. I agree with her. It is a historically bad presidency. So we're going to discuss this a little further right after this break. Stand by. You listen to Bite of Reality. Hang on.
Advertise your product or service around the world on America's Web Radio for only $5 for a 30-second spot. You can send us your pre-recorded spot, or we can produce it from your copy. There is a minimum purchase of 20 spots. We will provide a confirmation of play affidavit at the conclusion of scheduled run. For more information, email gm@americaswebradio.com. That's gm@americaswebradio.com. This is a limited-time offer, so don't delay.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at AmericasWebRadio.com/giveaway. That's AmericasWebRadio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, I was talking about the vigil with respect to Lake and Riley. That is horrendous. That is horrendous, and I'm calmer now. Notice, see, I needed the break to calm down. So now I'm going to get riled up again, okay? And I'm going to get riled up again. I am livid, okay? I understand. I'm kind of part of the media here, and I understand that. But this murderer, in her murder, basically, decides to try to hide her body. And apparently, now it's been reported that she was able to get a 911 call off. And that was the last they heard of her, okay? I've been saying for years, 2 and 3 years now, it's time to stop. It's time to stop the imbecile problem at the border. If you don't know who's coming into your country, you don't have a country. And don't tell me I sound like Donald Trump. I sound like a rational American, okay? And all of the secrecy around and surrounding and arising out of the transportation of all these illegal invaders into this country, all over the country, into secret facilities, where they remove signs from hotels so you can't tell what's going on there. And they house these peoples and all these NGO, non-governmental organizations. Wait a second, where did they get their funding? The government. So the non-governmental organizations are funded by the government. That's a problem, don't you think? But let me tell you another thing that's really a problem, and I've been saying it for years. The media is officially dead in this country. Okay? Let me explain to you why I really, it sunk in this week. Okay? The AP, the idiots at the so-called Associated Press, that defective, deficient news outlet, states, and I quote, about the Lake and Riley murder, brutal murder, in Athens, Georgia, in that sanctuary city, okay? They quote, and this just infuriates me. This is what they say. The killing of a nursing student out for a run highlights the fears of solo female outlets, close quote. That news outlet, that zero credibility, that truth, lack of truth in any Associated Press release. It is such a pathetic attempt to cover up the real facts, and they should immediately be under investigation. They're a news outlet? No, they're not. They're a manufacturing outlet of lies. The misinformation people. Where's the misinformation police? Where are they? They're no longer the Associated Press. They should be called the Disassociated Press. Disassociated from reality. Cover it up. Destroy the credibility. Go ahead. Cover up the reality. It was an illegal invader into this country who killed her. You didn't think that that was important to put in your little blurb? Yeah, okay. Now I know why. Because you are the Disassociated Press. And here's another tidbit for you as you report on these things. Okay? Another dead American at the hands of a Salvadoran migrant. Another illegal invader into this country. Charged with murder of a 2-year-old. A 2-year-old, folks. Oh, just caught in the crossfire between 2 illegal invaders shooting at each other. Okay? This is where we are in this country. This is where we are. Okay? With our government disrespecting and ignoring ICE detainers. Why? Where do we, the people, go for justice? Okay? Everybody talks about, well, we don't want to disenfranchise our communities by, you know, if we deport illegal invaders, they won't report the crimes to the police. Well, duh. They're not supposed to be here, are they? That is a crime. And they're not reporting themselves? Wow, that's a surprise, huh? This 2-year-old dying Lake and Riley dying, and there were several others this week. I mean, I'd have to spend 2 hours on this program going through the Americans that were brutalized, attacked in New York City, killed, stabbed. I mean, this is outrageous. Why is our government disrespecting we the people? Okay, is this an American thing? This is not a right or left thing, a conservative or progressive. This is an American thing. We are getting Americans killed by the stupidity of our policies. And let me tell you something, and I keep warning you about it because in the hopes that somebody with a brainstem somewhere will step up and say, you know what, this guy's right. We are in for another 9/11 or several 9/11s. We have people who are coming into this country who have ill intentions to do bad things in America, and we're not stopping it. We're not stopping it. So here's another timeline that the United States, our justice system has failed. So November 7th, 2022, Department of Justice immigration judge in Newark, New Jersey, orders this dirtbag removed from the United States. Then the Montgomery County Police Department arrests this dirtbag in March 21 of 2023, charges him with theft. There was an ICE detainer issued for him at the Montgomery County Detention Center on March 22, 2023, the day after his arrest. However, the agency says the Montgomery County Detention Center refused to honor the detainer, and this dirtbag was released on March 27th. Isn't that just grand? Isn't that just grand? So you took a stance, and you got a two-year-old killed. You get people killed in this country when you don't follow the law. But when no one holds you accountable, there's no consequences. So what I would ask the lawyers in Maryland to step up to the plate, get on the stick, and immediately file criminal proceedings, criminal prosecution against the MCDC, and a $100 million civil lawsuit for the death against the Maryland County Detention Center, or Montgomery County Detention Center, okay? It's time, folks. You got to hit them just like they did. See, the Democrats are so smart. See, they went after Donald Trump. Where did they hit him? In the pocket. Where did they hit him? In the pocket. So do white lives not matter? What do we do here? Who, if you cannot turn to your justice system for justice, what do you do? Okay? Do you want to know why this country is in the toilet? You really want to know why this country looks like a bunch of imbeciles in the real world? Look no further than California, that toilet of a state. The California imbecile Congresswoman, Katie Porter, who's a Democrat over there, says, the Georgia murder shouldn't shape our immigration plans or policies. That's not the issue. Well, okay, tell that to Lake and Riley's parents, that that's not the issue. How dare you? How dare you, Congresswoman Katie Porter? You should immediately withdraw. Get rid of yourself, okay? Take yourself out of Congress because you're obviously not that intelligent enough to understand what the policy means and how the policy causes a lot of deaths in this country. And we won't even get into the fentanyl problem. I've discussed that before. So let's see how far her brilliance, her disconnected brainstem, conducts the people of California. Good luck with that, okay? We, the people, send people to Congress and the Senate to become lobotomized. That's what we have here. This is where we have it. So then here we go. You knew I was going to talk about it. The dueling banjos. President Trump goes to the border. Where there actually was some people coming over. Yeah, thousands. Thousands during the week. And where does Biden go? Oh, I don't know. Biden goes to, let me see. So Trump goes to Eagle Pass. And Borders Without Borders goes to Brownsville, Texas, where a total of 46 people came in that week. Why did only 46 come in? Oh, that's right. They put up all the shipping containers and the zip wire and the razor wire. So this is where they take Biden. They kind of literally drag him around. They have X's on the floor where he should stand. I'm not kidding you. They literally put X's on the floor where he should stand. Okay. And he, by the way, where he went, he sued Texas to stop putting up the razor wire. But they didn't talk about that, did they? No, they didn't talk about it. So where did the governor of Texas go? Well, he went where Trump was, in Eagle Pass. That's where he went. Where? Because he wanted to show what the border's about. And it was fascinating to me. It was fascinating, the dichotomy, the two different, like Biden's looking to, why didn't he just go to like, you know, Las Vegas? Because that's pretty much where he was. He was in the Las Vegas at the border where there's nothing going on. So instead he goes to Brownsville, which was just, this is so defective and so deficient that our representative government has become. So Donald Trump, this is the other thing that I found fascinating. Donald Trump decided he's going to the border. And then Biden says, wait a minute, he's going, I better go. No, I should not say Biden did that. His handlers did that. Because you know what? After 3 years and about 9.5 million people that we know about invading this country, now Biden decides to go to the border? Why? It's not because he's going to solve the problem. And I'm tired of hearing it. I talked about it at the top. It's not money for stopping people from coming in. It's not money for building the border. It's people to process them and distribute them throughout the U.S. because that's their great population replacement theory. So where the hell are the Republicans? What the heck are they doing? And if they're not doing anything, then they all need to go. Both the Democrats and the Republicans need to be tossed out as far as I'm concerned because they've lost the people. They do not do what the people need. They do not work on the people's business. They work on their own monkey business. And we as the public must be furious. If we're not furious with them, then we might as well just be lobotomized just like the Democratic Party, just like the progressives. They're killing us. They're letting people into this country that are killing us. And I am tired of hearing, well, the crime rate and the illegal. No, it's not. Any crime rate, if you're illegal in this country, is not acceptable. And it cannot be acceptable. Is our government not thrilled yet with enough Americans that are killed? Is that what they're trying to do? Oh, and Governor Kemp, thank you very much for the letter you sent, okay, to Biden for killing the Georgia student. Thank you very much. Are we pathetic? Are we incompetent? We send a letter? Where were you before? What about declaring illegal voting and federal and state law a crime? Oh, wait, it already is, but no one enforces it. In New York City, these people vote in local elections. And you wonder why the Board of Elections in New York, New York is so messed up. The city of New York is a destructive town. They have just destroyed the town. If you're thinking of coming here, don't. Not unless you're wearing a bulletproof vest and you're packing. Oh, wait, that's illegal. You can't pack. Because old Times Square is a gun-free zone except for the criminals. So you guys cannot carry weapons except for the criminals. That's working out great. So, you know, I'm getting off where I wanted to be. I wanted to talk a little bit about the lawyers who are running out and suing everybody for everything. Where are they? Why are they not suing on behalf of Lake and Kelly, on behalf of the 2-month or the 2-year-old that was killed? Where are these people? Where are all these lawyers out there? All these guys who run to the BLM riot sites, you know, I'm going to sue the George Floyd people. They run all over the place. There's that guy Gump or whatever his name is, Forrest Gump. I don't know what his name is. He runs to every place where somebody's been shot and killed who's a minority. And you know what? They don't want the publicity, so they give him a nice big hefty paycheck. That's right. So where's Letitia James now? Why isn't she going after the people who let this guy go? Oh, that's right. We only go after the Trump. Only after the Trump. So until we in America hold our elected officials responsible for their neglect, for their negligence, for their wanton and willful ignorance of the law, for ignoring the border that used to be a southern border, how is it that we as Americans are permitting these bobbleheads who blatantly violate federal law every single day? How are we permitting them to still be in office? This is the American atrocity we're living through now. How stupid are we? You know, somebody once told me from out of this country that Americans had the IQ of a pencil eraser. And I vehemently denied that. I don't know anymore. If we're looking at this and saying that we're not outraged and that this is not a pathetic excuse for a justice system now, that we allow terrorism on the streets and our communities. I keep seeing that video of that woman in New York City dragged by a Venezuelan gang member off the back of a stolen scooter, taking her purse. I mean, where are we now? And we don't do anything. This is an abomination. This under Biden is an infestation of the system. And I've been saying it for weeks and months and probably years. We're a nation of a bunch of dumbasses right now because we put these people in and we demand what we get. We deserve what we get. Okay, I'm tired of the media running cover for these illegal invading murderers. Why don't you put them out there? If it's an illegal murderer, it's an illegal murderer. Put it in your article. Don't be a bunch of dumbasses. Don't continue to mislead the American public because that, my friends, is a dangerous disservice. And that's why Trump never trusted the media, and I no longer trust the media. I went yesterday looking for the Hunter Biden transcript, and I didn't see the transcript. What I wound up seeing, they said, you know, oh, Hunter Biden transcript, read it here. And what did I get? I got an article. I got an article of people telling me what was in the transcript. Oh, that's right. So let's go a little bit further into the media here. So about being the murderous illegal invader set free by our own government. Let me see. How many minutes did CBS spend this week in ABC? Oh, 0 minutes. How about ABC? Oh, 25 seconds. Telling you about the Americans dying at the hands of illegal invaders. You think that that might want to be a story in America? And why is America not angry? Why are we not fighting back? You know, it's that problem. It is a problem in America. It's a problem in our justice system. It's a problem in our society right now. We blatantly flaunt and violate federal law, and it starts at the top by Joe Biden. So let me just jump, as an honorable mention. So last Saturday marked the 2 years of supporting the war on Ukraine, which has been a completely, pathetically ineffective war. Thank you, Joseph Biden. So if you want to win a war, let me give you some pointers. Not that I was ever in the military, but I have people I know who were. What you need first is a fierce fighting force. That's Ukraine. They have that. They won't be conquered. They have the heart. They have the soul. They're ready to go. But what you need and what the Biden administration still doesn't get is you need to have weapons. That's right. Weapons. And not weapons to just pull off a stalemate, because guess what? Russia will win that. Russia has more staying power. And why does Russia have more staying power, you might ask? Well, because when Biden stopped drilling and pulled the plug on our natural gas and our oil and gas industry, Russia became a rich nation again. Because at $30 and $40 a barrel, they couldn't survive. They couldn't produce all of the money and weapons that they're now using to kill Ukrainians. But once again, America is funding both sides of a stupid war. That's right. And had we stepped up at the beginning when 125,000 soldiers from Russia got onto the border of Ukraine and deterred them in a meaningful manner, you think that Russia would have went into Ukraine under Trump? No, not even close. And every expert that you speak to, even the lying, stupid 51 different experts that they said that Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, they would agree. So here we go again. We're fighting for the future of democracy, right? If we don't stop Donald Trump, well, how about fighting for the future of democracy? How about stop killing Americans? How about stop fentanyl? How about stop illegal immigration? And they're not migrants. They're invaders. Stop calling them migrants. And now I heard there's a new term at the White House, newcomers. There you go. That's a step in the right direction. Why don't we just give them the voting booth right now? Okay? Why don't we do that? Because let's get rid of, in fact, all the citizenship requirements and just make them citizens right now. Because that's where they're going. Hire Joe Biden one more time, folks. You'll see. Mark my words. How do you explain the gross negligence and the wanton and willful conduct that's going on right now? You can't. It's unabashedly ridiculous. And we're letting it go. You know, from the New York district attorney all the way down south to the Athens, the sheriff there, the mayor there, their sanctuary policies. Yeah, okay. So now this dirtbag that New York let go who killed Lake and Riley, he admitted to stabbing two other women. He blatantly admitted it to the police. Okay, I'm not a big fan of retribution, but I can tell you, if that was my family member, I'd be hopping mad. This guy would never see daylight. But you see, under the new prosecution rules, under the real Democrats and the progressive left, we don't prosecute them. We find alternatives, as Vice President Harris mentioned. the DAs are being successful to counteract crime. In her brain, perhaps, but not anywhere else in reality. So on Wednesday, after or during the Hunter Biden testimony, I guess they took a break and all the imbeciles came out. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that bobblehead from New York, the idiots voted for her again. She gets up before the microphone and says, it's a deep sea fishing expedition. Oh, that's right. She kept yelling, Russia, Russia, Russia. And she was gung-ho on the January 6th committee for the insurrection that never existed. There you go. This is the people now they put forth. And Jamie Raskin, the lobotomized patient here, he's another one. Put him in there. Oh, wait, wait, wait. And now the security expert they put up to the microphone, Eric Swalwell, the Chinese spy guy, you know, Fang Fang. Okay, now he's an amazing guy. He's now complaining about the witch hunt. Are they kidding me? For 4 years, they ran around yelling Russia, 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 that he was a Russian agent, and they knew from day one. But, you know, nobody's held responsible for their culpable conduct once again. And here we go, another honorable mention this week. Mitch McConnell retires. He's going to step down from leadership position. Although his brain did step down 6 months ago, he's going to be stepping down in November, apparently. Well, he's led the Republicans, and he's, listen, he's been a historic figure. He has been a good leader for a while, except when Trump got involved, he just couldn't understand that Trump wanted to change the system. And Mitch is the system. He is the system. He is the establishment. And he's only 82 years old, so he can probably run for president now. You know, I just cannot understand that. And Wednesday, the Supreme Court finally decides to handle the Trump immunity claim. There we go. This will cause Jack Smith's trial to be on hold until the decision of the Supreme Court is reached. That slows his emergency March 4th date down to a snail's pace crawl. Stop the deal, right? Stop the deal. So now what happens? Oh, that's going to be interesting. What if they fail to get it done before the election? Can he pardon himself? Well, I don't know. I don't think he'll be convicted of anything, quite frankly, because their information and their exaggerated facts, there are no facts. That's the problem. It's like the January 6th committee. All the information that would have cleared Trump from anything, they lost. They lost 2 terabytes. Sorry, guys, we didn't think we had to keep it. This is not your first day on the job. You know what you have to keep and what you don't have to keep. It's federal records. You cannot destroy federal records, except if you're Joe Biden. And then you're just a nice guy who's slow. And we'd never be able to get a conviction because he doesn't know what's going on. But he's perfectly fine to run the presidency of the United States for another 4 years. Think about that. Here comes that helicopter again. I better move to another subject. You know, back to the journalistic integrity is dead stop. You know, I do try to get my information from a lot of different sources. And sometimes it's more difficult than you would expect because I'm looking for clean sources. And I got to tell you, give you a prime example. You listen to 10 minutes to MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, and if your brain doesn't melt, you hear such disconnected stories from reality, basically lies. It's astounding. They just cannot justify the crap that comes out of their mouths. And they say they speak the facts. You know, I also went to the Washington Post website. And I told you about this. I went to the Washington Post, another one. Went to them, Washington Post. So I jumped on to look at the PDF for the Hunter transcript. No. I got, again, the ultimate goal, the quote from Eric Swalwell, the Chinese spy banger. He's the ultimate now, no knowledge. Yeah, he's the guy I want to take information from. Yeah, he knows. This is the, you know, Hillary Clinton. I landed under fire. Yeah. Under fire at your barbecue, perhaps. Jamie Raskin, I really, at some point, I had respect for him. That's gone. He's become another just a political gear. You know, he's just nothing. He is absolutely, this is, you know, Swalwell and AOC and Raskin coming out and saying there was nothing in that deposition that did anything, that there's no reason to continue because there's no evidence whatsoever other than the 100-and-some-odd SARS reports, which are suspicious activity reports from banks, the unexplained hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars and diamonds flying all over the place. Oh, which, by the way, they just threw the diamonds away. you know, $30,000, $40,000 diamond. They just threw it away. They lost it. Oh, that's right. You know, they will ignore reality, and that's okay. That's what they do. So let me give you what my closing statement is here, because we're coming closer to the end of the show. Let me put this out to you. The true administration of justice is the firmest pillar of good government. Let me say it again. The true administration of justice is the firmest pillar of good government. You know, I talked about it earlier. I was looking through my pictures in my phone this week as I came across something that, in fact, very, very disturbing. What do I mean by that? I've been to the Supreme Court building in the state of New York, in and for the county of New York, commonly known as Manhattan, walking in and out of that building probably hundreds and hundreds of times over 35 years. And I never saw what was printed on the building. Now, let me change that. Not that I didn't see it. I saw it every time I walked into that building. But I never consciously paid attention, nor did I recognize the statement. That's the problem now in America that I see. This is the catastrophe that has become the American justice system. As that I see, this is the catastrophe, an absolute absurd and disgusting conduct of a state attorney general against Donald Trump by a judge who was so clearly biased as he literally not want to hear what the defendant had to say. And a prosecutor in New York, Alvin Bragg, whose case was passed up by the feds several times. The justice in this country is dead. Those words etched in stone in the Supreme Court of New York, they should now be sandblasted and taken away, just as they have been and taken away in the system itself. I want to start. That works. Etched in stone, it had a meaning forever and carried justice and truth, and Lady Liberty would be proud of the system that she encouraged and she watched over. But now that system has become corrupted. It's become defective and is no longer functioning. The way it was intended to be, the administration of justice, not the administration of vengeance. When a political character such as Letitia James and Alvin Bragg corrupt the system so far to the detriment of every person under that system, the people who look at that system for the purest of intent to be the system in the world, the best, it was a stellar example of what was once called justice. The corruption of this once great system and its use against the opponents of the political party is a malfunction of the entire country. It's a malfunction of a system that wants private. It prided itself on even-handed determinations based on facts, evidence, without motivation of personal benefits and political gain. We in America have destroyed that system, and with it, unfortunately, our country. You need to only look again at where in Georgia, where the prosecutor, Fani Willis, is an absurd excuse and pathetic excuse for a prosecutor who represents the people of Georgia, where, in fact, she represents her own political interests and her misguided sense of reality and represents her reality and justice is gone. For I maintain that without the appropriate and proper administration of justice, this country demonstrates that it has become a defective system. We do no longer have good government. Our government has become defective, infested, deficient, and its moral and ethical standards are gone. It didn't start today. It started years ago. We didn't see it. The IRS, Lois Lerner, once again, failure to hold people accountable for the culpable conduct results in an injustice that the system can no longer sustain. Putin kills his rivals with drugs and other apparatuses, while in America, the Biden administration and their system of justice kills people by financially ruining them and pursuing them until they are bankrupt. Yet we let all criminals free in this country who are invaded it, and they're not held responsible. When the justice system fails, the country fails. If we in America, we the people, do not stand up and yes, fight to take back our country from the elite who have corrupted it, infected it, and used it for their own ill-gotten gains, then we will be the annals of history, just a stain on this great nation, on this great legacy of the human society. Thank you. You have been listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.